Welcome to The Good We Can, a podcast from the faith community at Sun Prairie United Methodist Church in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. Each week we share a Bible reading from the lectionary for this week and a brief devotion. I invite you to listen now to a reading from Luke chapter 18, verses 9 through 14. Jesus told this parable to certain people who had convinced themselves that they were righteous and who looked on everyone else with disgust. Two people went up to the temple to pray. One was a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and prayed about himself with these words, "God, I thank you that I am not like everyone else, crooks, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give a tenth of everything I receive." But the tax collector stood at a distance. He wouldn't even lift his eyes to look toward heaven. Rather, he struck his chest and said, "God, show mercy to me, a sinner." I tell you, this person went down to his home justified rather than the Pharisee. All who lift themselves up will be brought low, and those who make themselves low will be lifted up. Now for a reflection on this passage written by Douglas Ruffell. He's an author of A Missionary Mindset and also a mission interpreter for Encounter with Christ in Latin America and the Caribbean. He writes, "Jesus' parables frequently end with a twist, a reversal of conventional thought. Today's reading is a full reversal. It describes two persons who go to the temple to pray. One is a Pharisee and the other is a tax collector. If we were Jesus' contemporaries listening to this story, we would not be surprised at the Pharisee's belief in himself and his faithfulness to the covenant with God, his fasting, tithing, and moral practices. There is nothing wrong with these rituals. In fact, they are manifestations of his desire to be faithful to God in his everyday living. Surely there is no fault to be found with solid Christian practices of daily prayer, involvement in local or distant mission, or regular worship attendance. Listeners to Jesus' story would also understand that the tax collector is complicit with Roman government subjugation. He collects money from his people and gives it to foreign authorities. The Pharisee is not a sinner. The tax collector is not a saint. The twist in the story comes when listeners hear that the Pharisee was one who had no empathy for another human being. The Pharisee prays in the presence of the tax collector who stands far off. He notices him, but has no compassion for his plight. This is where the reversal of the story comes in. Luke tells the story to a Christian audience, and thus the message here is not so much about the Pharisees of Jesus' day as it is about the disciples of Jesus then and now. Do not be judgmental. Do not think of yourself too highly compared to other human beings, whoever they are, even one who collaborates with the enemy. Dear God, save us from judging others and guide us in the pathway of humility. Amen. Thank you for joining us this week for the Good We Can podcast. This is Bill Anzio inviting you to join us for worship this weekend at Sun Prairie United Methodist Church. We have two in-person services on Sunday morning in our church sanctuary at 8:30 and 10:45 a.m. Our service is also streamed live on our YouTube channel. For more information, you can visit our website. It's at sunprairieumc.org. Have a blessed weekend, and we hope you'll join us next time for The Good We Can.